made our personal relationship better, which, you know, unfortunately, Reed wasn't here to be part of that. So when we started playing as Shadowy Men again with Dallas, it was like from a very different place and with sort of different expectations. And it was just like nothing but great, you know, like there was no kind of like, this is our job. So, you know, no kind of conflict about, you know, do we go on this tour or do we not? And, or do we do this or that? It was basically, someone doesn't want to do it, we don't do it. You know, it was just, Dallas is busy, he has his own band. You know, Brian and I both have jobs. And so the band had a very different place in our lives. So things changed a lot. And I think just because of growing up and because of Reed dying, you know, we just had more of an appreciation for each other. And, you know, our partners were more sort of involved because we were more social, you know, kind of like as we had been earlier on. But, you know, that thing that happens with all bands where you're just together, like, you know, you go on tour and you're together every minute of every day for so long that when you get home, you just want to get away from each other, you know, have a break from each other. So, yeah, it was a very different thing when we started playing together again.
We know we've been talking quite a bit about the past, and I'm just wondering at this point, what are your plans for the future? Do you have any musical projects lined up or any other artistic projects you might want to talk about?
Like as far as Shadowy Men goes?
No, it's just in general.
Or just for yourself, solo projects or any other endeavors you might be pursuing?
Yeah, I mean, like at this point, I think like Shadowy Men is pretty much done. And, you know, we all thought that before when we split up and then Reed died, we just like never ever imagined that we would play together ever again. But, and so it was like very unexpected for us to do that with Dallas. But, you know, at this point, just like, you know, we loved doing it with Dallas. And it was like, you know, he was a big part of like what a positive experience that was in the 10 years that we played with him. So I can't imagine us doing Shadowy Men stuff again. But like I said, Brian has this band, Her Ghost. They've been doing a residency every Tuesday night for the past several months. And, you know, I've seen them a couple of times. And Brian probably has a full album of songs now that he'll quote and record soon. I play in another band called Long Branch. We're just about to go in the studio and record our second album. And, you know, I do some scoring and mixing, you know, production work for other people on my own. So doing a bit of that, mixing a record for this woman, Jess Scott, in California from the band Flesh World. And had a new book come out a few months ago, and I'm working on another book. So always more things than there is time that you want to do, that I want to do.
Maybe you could just mention the book briefly. I think you were doing like kind of like a book tour type thing, right? Recently, right?
Yeah.
Recently?
So yeah. Yeah, this is my second book. The first book is called Trouble in the Camera Club, and it's like the first book is photos that I shot at the beginning of like punk in Toronto. So lots of local bands and, you know, kind of whoever I was seeing that was visiting from out of town. And then the second book is portraits. It's you know, photo portraits. Both books have a fair bit of writing in them as well. Like the first book is about a third writing. There's less writing in the second book. It's more portraits. But I did this tour in which I showed different photos from the book and talked about the people that were in them kind of more at length than I do in the book, and talked about some sort of like tangential things that relate to them or the picture or circumstances that were happening. So those were a lot of fun to do, and I'll probably do more of those because the book is still pretty fresh. New book I'm writing now is all writing, so see how that goes.
Cool. Well, unless you had any other questions, Adam, I think that's pretty much it. We covered a lot there. Thank you for talking to us.
Just a very genuine thank you, Don, for agreeing to speak with us for so long. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, thanks for paying attention. We really appreciate your support. Thank you.
You have been listening to Revolution Rock.
Yes.
That's all we have to say, I guess.
We're leaving. We're out of here. No, I'm Dave. You're Adam. And we played the whole album by Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet.
I can't believe we played the whole thing.
The whole thing. Hopefully you enjoyed it as we did. And you should enjoy it.
You should, absolutely. And just before we call back those last couple songs, which were bonus tracks featured on the 2016 reissue of Sport Fishin', a very sincere and grateful thank you to Don Pyle, once again, who took time out of his day to sit down and talk with us. It was a very insightful interview, and it was a pleasure speaking. For more information, of course, you can, you know, peruse through all sorts of archives of information. But right now, Don Pyle is working on some projects which sound pretty interesting.
Yeah, a book, and also he just put out a book, as he mentioned, and he has another album that he's going to be recording with another band he's currently playing with called Long Branch, I believe. And then he also talked about Brian. Brian has a new band called, is it Her Ghost?
Her Ghost, yeah.
And, lots of stuff
exciting.
Going on.
Yeah, very exciting stuff to see in the near future. So, as we said, we played a few songs that were featured as bonus tracks on the 2016 edition of Sport Fishin'. But in addition to that, we actually ended off with two live versions of songs featured from the album.
Yes. Now, you might have listened to it and said, why are they playing these songs again? Why are they playing hissy versions of these songs again? And you may have been correct in your initial assumption, but you are actually very incorrect, because those last two tracks were live, as we mentioned. I don't know what year they were recorded, but they come from a bootleg that you can find, you may be able to find, called the CBC Tapes. And this was actually a full performance that the band did at a CBC cafeteria. And it was broadcast coast to coast on the CBC at some point in the 90s, I believe. And we don't know the date. And they played these two songs, and Relax, You Will Think You Are a Chicken. And also, That Was Ear Me Calling a Horse. And they're slightly different than the album versions. Mm-hmm. Played at a different tempo, and I think also the ending of one of them is a bit different. But we wanted to play those.
And really just give a snapshot, because there's not a lot of officially released live material of the band, though they were known for putting on notoriously great live shows, and we wanted to highlight that aspect of the band quite a bit, especially for what they were doing with this part of their discography. A really great find. Hopefully there will be some reissues coming out, or some releases of official live tapes. That would be amazing. But before that, we did hear some of those related recordings from here. We heard a song called Song of the Lobster.
Yeah, and I believe this is one of several tracks from an EP they put out called Takeouts. It's just a song they recorded around this time period of 93 with Steve Albini, and is collected on this collection here. Initially, before the reissues, Shadowy Men put out a giant box set, and it was called, well, I can't say the name fully on air, but it was called I Guess We're an F'n Surf Band After All. And basically, it compiled all of their albums on vinyl, the first three ones, and then an extra one with outtakes, B-sides, etc., which was called Soft Polished Separates. And basically what they did is they kind of condensed those on the reissues for the CD anyway, and you can find them on the CDs. These were released through Yep Rock Records.
And before that, we heard something that was featured as a bonus track, but it was originally found on the 1996 release. So it's kind of amazing to think about the band. One of their last official releases was on this. An album by Fred Schneider, of course, best known for his work on the B-52s. This 1996 album was his sophomore solo release, simply titled Just Fred. And as heard in the interview, Shadowy Man contributed a pair of songs to this as a backing band. And we heard one of those titled Lick. And likewise, as I said, you can find that on the 2016 edition of Sport Fishin' as a bonus track, even though that Fred Schneider album is pretty worth checking out. I would recommend that.
And we're just about done with that said. We have a few more, I guess you can say, related songs, ones that are adjacent to the time period that Shadowy Men had recorded this record, Sport Fishing. So we're going to end off with a pair of those songs. But before we go, we do want to remind listeners to check out the website where we will be posting the full interview with Don.
Yep.
And more information about the bands we love and the music we play. So if people want to get to that, Dave, what website should they go to?
They can go to revrock.blogspot.com. And also, I will link the other Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet website that I was mentioning earlier. We weren't able to pull that up just yet. But check out my site. I'll post that. And of course, you can always check out Shadowy Men's socials. Their Facebook page has quite a number of followers, and they do update it every so often. They also have an Instagram as well. I'm not sure about Twitter, but lots of cool stuff. They post old photos, old things.
Yeah, lots of archive stuff. Yeah. It's really cool for fans of the band. And yeah, you know what? I think a lot of people growing up always had that association with Shadowy Men as being that band from Kids in the Hall, but they have a very rich history. They have a very prominent place within Canadian alternative music, and they're well worth checking out. I think the last few years, especially with the 2016 reissues of their albums, highlighted and really expanded people's exposure to the group. And not to mention the reunion tour, of course.
Yes, and as Don mentioned in the interview, like, that stuff did happen, and some people did find out about them through that, but they were kind of already on their way doing their own thing. Like, they did one at Juno, and they did that on their own, and they were actively touring, making connections. They had a record out eventually on K Records. They played in the US and Canada all before this happened. So it kind of overlapped with one another at the same time. But yeah, what an interesting band in Canadian history. And if you don't know them, go check out their music. They got three albums.
You've heard one in its entirety.
You've heard one in its entirety.
So if you like that, check out the other two. With that said, I think we're gonna wrap it up. But as mentioned, we're gonna play a pair of songs from the 2016 reissue. Some bonus songs that are adjacent to the time period. We're gonna start off with The Last of My Hiccups. And then what's the final song we're gonna play, Dave?
If time, we'll play I believe it's pronounced the Jeherney. I might be pronouncing it incorrectly.
It's spelled J-E-H-R-N-E-Y. The Jeherney, perhaps.
And also coming up next on CJAM, Mark Casbon with the Cowboys and Indies program. So stay tuned for that. But let's get to it. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. And again, thanks to Don for speaking with us. Check out this album if you haven't. Let's get to it. This is The Last of My Hiccups here on CJAM 99.1 FM.